ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter Number 8, Text Number 10.
Srinanda Vacha,
Alakshitaha,
Asmin,
Rahasi, Mamakaihi,
Api,
Govraje,
Kuru,
Dvijati Sanskaram, Swasti Vachanapurvakam, Srinanda Vacha,
Alakshitosmin Rahasi,
Mamakairapi Govraje, Kuru Dvijati Sanskaram,
Swasti Vachanapurvakam,
Srinanda Vacha,
Alakshitosmin Rahasi,
Mamakairapi Govraje, Kuru Dvijati Sanskaram,
Swasti Vachanapurvakam,
Srinanda Vacha,
Alakshitosmin Rahasi,
Mamakairapi Govraje,
Kuru Dvijati Sanskaram,
Swasti Vachanapurvakam,
Srinanda Uvacha,
Alakshitosmin Rahasi,
Mamakairapi Govraje,
Kuru Dvijati Sanskaram,
Swasti Vachanapurvakam,
Srinanda Uvacha,
Alakshitosmin Rahasi,
Mamakairapi Govraje,
Kuru Dvijati Sanskaram,
Swasti Vachanapurvakam,
Srinanda Uvacha,
Alakshitosmin Rahasi,
Mamakairapi Govraje,
Kuru Dvijati Sanskaram,
Swasti Vachanapurvakam.
Srinanda Uvacha,
Alakshitosmin Rahasi,
Mamakairapi Govraje,
Kuru Dvijati Sanskaram,
Swasti Vachanapurvakam, Srinanda Uvacha,
Alakshitosmin Rahasi,
Mamakairapi Govraje,
Kuru Dvijati Sanskaram,
Swasti Vachanapurvakam,
Srinanda Uvacha.
Nanda Maharaj said to Gargamuni,
Alakshitaha,
without counsel and knowledge,
Asmin,
in this cowshed,
Rahasi,
in a solitary place,
Mamakai,
even by my relatives,
Api,
a still more secluded place,
Govraje,
in the cowshed,
Kuru,
just execute,
Dvijati Sanskaram,
the purificatory process of second birth.
The purificatory process of
Sanskara Bhavit Dvija.
Sanskara
Swasti Vachana Purvakam.
Swasti Vachana Purvakam.
By chanting the Vedic hymns. To perform the purificatory process.
To perform the purificatory process.
Translation and offered by His Divine Grace, Yasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Nanda Maharaj said, my dear great sage, if you think that you performing this process of purification will make Kamsa suspicious, then secretly chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purificatory process of the second birth here in the cowshed of my house, without the knowledge of anyone, even my relatives, for this process of purification is essential. Nanda Maharaj did not like the idea of avoiding the purificatory process. Despite the many obstacles, he wanted to take advantage of Gargamuni's presence and do what was needed. The purificatory process was essential, specifically for Brahman, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. Therefore, since Nanda Maharaj presented himself as a Vaishya, this process of purification was essential. Formerly, such institutional activities were compulsory. Chatur Munim Mahasrushtam Guru Karma Vipada. In Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 13th verse. Without these activities of purification, the society would be considered as social, the society of animals. To take advantage of Gargamuni's presence, Nanda Maharaj wanted to perform the Namakaran ceremonies, even secretly, without any gorgeous arrangement. Therefore, the opportunity for purification should be regarded as essential duty of human society. In Kali Yuga, however, people have forgotten the essence. Mandahasa manda matayo manda bhagyahi upadrata. That was spoken in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 1st chapter, 10th verse. In these age, people are all bad and unfortunate, and they do not accept Vedic instruction to make their life successful. Nanda Maharaj, however, did not want to neglect anything. To keep intact a happy society advanced in spiritual knowledge, he took full advantage of Gargamuni's presence to do what was necessary. How degraded society has become within 5,000 years. The human life is obtained after many, many millions of births, and it is intended for purification. Previously, a father was eager to give all kinds of help to elevate his children. But at present, because of being misguided, people are prepared even to kill to avoid the responsibilities of raising children. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurvai Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Yam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Tathapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sagraitam Sabadutam Parijanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Tamsha He Krishna Varana Sindhu Nalki Namandula Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tatta Kanchan Chagavarangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhamasite Devi Brahmami Sri Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarupyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaurav Bhaktananda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Inda Vacha Alakshito Asmin Rasi Mame Kairati Gopraje Kuru Dvijati Sanskaram Swasti Vachana Purvakam. Nanda Maharaj said, my dear great sage, if you think that you are performing this process of purification will make Kamsa suspicious, then secretly chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purificatory process of second birth here in the cowshed of my house without the knowledge of anyone else, even my relatives, for this process of purification is essential. So, the essentiality of this 16 sanskaras have been emphasized by Srila Prabhupada, that in Kali Yuga, especially, all the 16 sanskaras are needed, because the yuga itself is so degraded. If we are real human beings, then we have to go through purificatory process. To purify against the current may be hard, but that hardship is will be coming anyway. The hardships are going to come anyway. So how trickily one performs without much of a fanfare, expense, in simple way. This purification process is important. The importance of purification is very essential from the very beginning. Because seemingly, Nanda Maharaj is not knowing whether this is Krishna himself is going to come to view the pious people and annihilate the miscreants. But out of that consequence that took place, that Kamsa sent the order to kill anyone and everyone who was just born within the last 10 days. You know, this infants, because he was warned before. By Yogamaya, he was warned. Then Narad Muni also warned him. Everybody warned him. So, if these warnings are there, then how much complicacy it will arise? It is a matter of life and death, right? Ordinarily. But how trickily the devotees are, who are totally surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they want to execute their services against the current of the hardships. Garga Muni, he says, I am the priest of your dynasty, and if I perform, then naturally everybody will know. And ultimately Kamsa will know. So he will certainly come after the his infants. You know. So the fear is there. But the fear here is serving Lord Krishna. The fear is serving Lord Krishna. Yam krodha kama pranaya sahajadi bhiti. Bhiti means by fear. You can employ a fear in service of Krishna very favorably. So, Nanda Maharaj is fearful because Garga Muni is revealing something which is supposed to be secret, and he still doesn't understand that it is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Garga Muni already knew, but in the aspect of, you know, ordinary person like Nanda Maharaj, who was not in influence of Mahamaya, but Yogamaya, still he did not know. In Maya, it's a covering. But Krishna's own internal covering. A devotee is always working as if he doesn't know. Maya means covered. If we are covered by material energy, then what we are working, we call it as an ordinary working, ordinary behavior of animalistic propensities. So the fear is also there. It's also there in the animals. But those liberated devotees who got the chance to become, you know, a relative of Lord Krishna, Nanda Maharaj being the father, he doesn't know that the same Supreme Personality of Godhead has come. But even though Garga Muni is trying to reveal something which is very, very confidential, he would not take it. So, Yoga Maya is also recovering potency, but devotees prefer to remain under Yoga Maya potency and go through any kind of troubles, but they are all expression of the pure law. The fear is also an expression of pure law. Our expression of fear in the material world is out of self-annihilation. But this fear in spiritual world is an outpour of love. Here nobody is becoming fearful because of love. Now they want to retaliate. Retaliate in such a way that everybody wants to come for the defense. Here, devotees do not have any defense, but the fear is there. But the fear is serving Lord Krishna. Because of love. Fear is serving Lord Krishna because of intense love. So how tricky one becomes under Yoga Maya. Nanda Maharaj said, let's do it secretly, but do it. We want to perform. How about this age is disqualification? But those who are devotees, they will always sneak out. If they love Krishna, they will sneak out and do it. That is what is important. Many people come and tell Maharaj, I want to chant 16 rounds, but my parents say, not now! You study hard. There is no necessity to chant it, as if it's a disturbance. But I want to chant, because the love is already invoked in her. So I will have to tell that if you really love, then do tricks. You know? Become tricky. The world is treacherous. You have to do tricks. And can you imagine in the conjugal love and spiritual life, which is under the protection of Yoga Maya, how much tricky Radha and Krishna there. And these are all relishable and enjoyable tricks. They are not ordinary material tricks. You know, if it is having any tinge of material life in it, then there is no possibility of real enjoyment. These are called divine tricks. It's not merely imitation. How Krishna is trickily trying to cheat the gopis just to steal butter. And how gopis also reciprocated that, okay, even under the pretense of chastising Krishna, they will, from inner core of their heart, they simply want to relish. They will anticipate when Krishna will come to my house, steal butter. They will wait. They will make ways and means that Krishna will come. So these are the activities under Yoga Maya. The Leelas are always under the supervision of Yoga Maya potency, not Mahamaya potency. Therefore, Parvati does not come to relish even Rasa Leela and Lord Shiva has to become Gopi in order to enter in the Rasa Leela. Mahamaya would not come. If Shiva has access, why not Mahamaya will come? But not she didn't come. Jaha Krishna Tani Nadi Maya Radhika. That is Mahamaya. But the whole arrangement is done under Yoga Maya. Purnamasi is supposed to be Yoga Maya. How trickily she was making arrangements for Lord Krishna not to get married with Radha. You know, ordinary people may understand that, oh well, this must be a real envious person who does not allow. Many a times they say, oh, how come they did not get married? Oh. But the enjoyment of Parakriya Ras, which can be only understood in the under the influence of Yoga Maya. It can be only understood, not otherwise. Srila Prabhupada said that one cannot enter into the intricate leelas without proper purification. So purificatory processes are essential. When one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this Mahamantra will create the influence of Yoga Maya. And it will help us to relish even the rasa. Ruchi Asakti Bhavan. It will develop. That is the potency of the Yoga Maya, that internal potency of Lord Krishna. Atma Maya, Yoga Maya is the same. But Mahamaya has been said it is separated from me. Bhinna Prakriti Astara is a separate energy. Now, separate energy can reflect the same, but it will be a reflection, which will be opposite in nature. While Krishna's internal potency, which is giving direct perception, not reflected perception, it is the truth. So therefore, bodily conception has to be eradicated by proper purification. And one must be situated in his Swarupa. The Swarupa is coming out from the holy name. The Swarupa will come out by proper purification of the holy name. Otherwise, there is no possibility to understand this intricate leelas. All these bhavas are employed in service of Lord. Fear is a bhava. It's not simply a sentiment. A sentiment in the material life is simply hovering on the subject matter of the mind. When the mind is unstable, how is it possible to get the staying power? It is fluctuating. Therefore, mind requires purification.
If it is too difficult in this Kali Yuga, because Alpayush, we don't have enough time. Sabhya means civilized. Sabhya means civilized. Asabhya means uncivilized. The civilization, the whole civilization is getting into destructive goal. You know, in Kali Yuga. So, Manda Sumanda Matayo, they are endowed with laziness, poor fund of knowledge. Manda Bhagya means unlucky. Upadrata means always remain disturbed. So these are the qualifications of Kali Yuga which are completely working against our desire. So therefore, even in spiritual life we get so many troubles, so much problems. But the mountain, we are in a wrong place, wrong of this existence. But the only hope is the Holy Name, which is meant for purification. And if we sincerely try to purify our existence, then we'll be able to relish these topics of Antaranga Maya or internal potency of Lord Sri Krishna, which is very, very conducive to our soul's satisfaction and desire. Otherwise, we will never become happy in any case. So, the relishment of this particular the relishment of these leelas, even starting from China, they are extraordinary because they are filled with divinity aspect, purified existence, and yet the Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't require any purification. But because Nanda Maharaj is playing just like a ordinary Mahara, and Krishna is playing like a ordinary child. In ordinary behavior, if we want to become happy, then purification is needed. So he thought, yes, just for the welfare of my two boys, do this purificatory process. It is very important. For the Shudras, there is no purification. At least for the first three, Brahman, Vaishya, Kshatriya, and Vaishya, they should undergo the purificatory processes of sanskar. Why Shudra has not? Because they are totally dependent and they do not know anything beyond bodily conception of life. It is too hard for them. In Kali Yuga, this is also an added hardship because everybody is born as children. So therefore, Holy Day is given to anyone and everyone in Kali Yuga who are to their purity. But still, those who are in the higher category, they should also perform reformatory processes. That is needed. If the Shudras are properly purified by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 then they can also be inducted into the higher classes, and then they will have to perform the purificatory processes which is needed to establish their Purnashram Dharma.
This is important. Anybody can be elevated. If Maya can degrade anybody, then everyone, because of this corrupt age, it's there. Where we are unlucky and dull-headed, we are short-lived and we are lazy to perform everything. These are all disqualifications. So, in either case, those who are rising up on the civilization aspect, then they have to take up on the ideal behavior for a purification process. They came all from Shudra level. So naturally, no more Shudra because they are properly purified. So now they understand the need of the regulated purificatory processes of samskara. Srila Prabhupada is telling here that samskara bhavet bijaha. By proper purificatory processes, one is given another birth by the guru. This is called spiritual birth. It is for the purpose of ultimate goal of human form of life, which is Krishna consciousness, one requires samskaras, because they are the reminders that the purpose of the holy name has to be served and the purificatory process must manifest the character. The required character must manifest. That must be of devotional. Devotional character should be there. So the idea is that these descriptions are under the influence of the divine energy. But it nonetheless tells us, those who are in bodily conception of life, the necessity of samskara. Purificatory process. So simultaneously, so many meaningful extracts are coming up. That how this internal behavior in the agency of Yoga Maya and how the external behavior under the influence of Mahamaya, because both are the influences of Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the jiva who is in the margin state of both external and internal energies, therefore he has access to both, and both must be satisfying. So the liberated state makes detachment from material energy and attachment and spiritual energy. You have to shift the attachment and detachment. You have to shift from material side, the attachment should be shifted to the spiritual side. But in our conditional state, we are detached from the spiritual and rather, make it attached and detached from the other side. This is the process of bhakti yoga. By proper understanding on both levels, the perfection of human life will be attained. So, anybody has any question or comment?
What about when Krishna is stealing all the different goods from the gopis? And then all the gopis, all the cowherd boys are having a fun time taking all of those goods.
That's a real fun, isn't it? If you imitate here in the material condition, what will happen?
We will become illusioned.
No, you will be punished. Without being punished, illusion will never go. So, the material nature punishes us. But Krishna is worshipped. Krishna is worshipped. If you want to take part in that enjoyment Krishna does, then what do you have to do? Chant Hare Krishna. Get it properly purified. Then establish our existence through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Proper understanding should be cultivated. Because you are also desirous, right? That's fun. It's very important. The soul is fun loving. You know, spiritual fun loving. Everything is nothing but forgotten reflection in this material nature. It's a forgotten reflection. Perverted means it is not representing the true side, but it is a reflection. It gives something of a glimpse. Right? But perverted reflection is always upside down. It's not the true reflection. Reflection, the word itself is saying that it is coming from somewhere. The whole material cosmic manifestation is perverted reflection. And this reflection is coming from somewhere. That we are trying to learn.
I have a question. I know it's probably a little bit like of an offense for me to ask such a like advanced question. But you know, like, do all the gopis have a Gurkha form? Do all the cowherd women have a cowherd boy form?
Form?
Yeah, you know, like, someone in class said that, for instance, Arjuna, he has a gopi form and also has a cowherd boy form. So my question is, like...
I don't know.
You don't know?
Everybody is an energy of the Lord, therefore it is said to be female in nature and it is meant for enjoyment of Krishna. But why? The gopas are there, gopi is also there.
Yeah.
The gopa father is there and gopa mother is there. Isn't it? These boys have their parents, just like Krishna had his parents. You know? Yeah? But they are all energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In a liberated state, who were willing to act the way Lord Krishna wants to, then to act. You know, because of different taste of the power, different moods of love. This love is existing, you know, in neutrality, in friendship, you know, in servitorship, in and then parental and conjugal. So all these are simultaneously existing in Govinda, and Krishna is reciprocating with each and every one. Then say, you can become a blade of grass and wait for Krishna to trample on you. So which bhava is there? Shashantaras.
there are Gopa friends, there's Sadasya, and no Sakyas. And those who want to serve them, even in neutrality, that will be there. Everything is meant to serve Krishna Krishna there. There are simultaneous Gopas and Gopis there, and they are all individuals, living entities. So, why should one have a Gopi form if it's a Gopa? Krishna is reciprocating according to one's mood in that limited state. There is no other bhava, no mixed bhava. One pure Guru Vrindavan is the representation of pure transcendental knowledge. You know.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
When it becomes expanded, then it will go out. There are mixed powers. But ultimately, the purest rasa is the same over now. No multiple personality syndrome will be there. Only Krishna will be reciprocated.
There's something else I've read, Maharaj, that when followers of Lord Chaitanya go back to Godhead, they get two forms, one form to serve Lord Chaitanya and one form to serve Krishna.
There are two different chambers in Govardhana. There is also an Ayodhya chamber. Right? There is also Dwarka chamber.
Yeah, the brothers of Krishna, Dwarka, Krishna, four brothers, Krishna has four brothers.
No, expansions. They are called Chaturvya, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Anirudha. So, they are there. So, those many, different rasas, but after all, they are all emerging from Krishna. But those varieties would be there as an expansion variety. But more expansions are there in Vaikuntha varieties, where they expanded and expanded. And ultimately, only one secondary Sankarsana is expanding himself as Karnodakshaya Vishnu for material manifestation. So, there are unlimited expansions. The Chaturvyuha, that is, Vasudeva Sankarsana Pradyumna.
What is Pushti Maharaj?
Pushti means ocean, means nourishment. Devotees want to fulfill their own desires. So they offer to Krishna and then take as a prasad. Generally, under the function of serving in parental mood to a child, sustenance, the parents take up that responsibility. So they want to do the similar so they can be nourished. By nourishing Krishna, they get nourishment in different powers. So, but conjugal bhava, no. There's no excess. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved the
up to the childhood pastimes only. That parental aspect. Then only the conjugal aspect was there. And that was superseding all the vows. Saprasthi Mahārāja was thus only approved after the Balya Līlā. Just like you take care of your child, similarly you make Krishna your child and try to take care through Mother Yashoda's feelings. So, that is Pushti Mahārāja.
In our community, in our religion, we actually we say that Vallabha Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, we follow Vallabha Prabhu.
Right.
So
Vallabha Charya was contemporary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there are incidents in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you've been reading until you have sketched. Very informative. Interactions between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabha Charya. And some Vaishnava etiquette and the scholastic attitude, scholarly attitude, plus there are also on the limitation of the vowels. Vallabhacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met in even in the Allahabad, Adayagram. Yes, everything is written. And very informative thing. Actually, he was a scholar also, but he was a little proud of Subodhini. Actually, he did not complete up to that level. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear his treatises. But he said it is better than Sridhar Swami. So there became a little conflict. Then Swami means master. One cannot supersede because his commentary is standard and cannot be refuted. So every Vaishnava, a scholar, has to write within the limitation of Sridhar Swami's, but Vallabhacharya expressed, so there was an ideological conflict there. Of course, he was very eager that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved. So there are conversations leading to that, and Vallabhacharya went through Gadadhar Pandit and was able to get permission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the other Pandit was a little bit chastised for that, but he was his eternal associate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very kind to instruct. And Vallabhacharya described the Balya Leela. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "This is Kurila. I do not know Krishna more than Yashodaskyananda." Prabhupada says so many things about that. Because he's a contemporary, he's Mahavendra Yati, Yati Pura, Yati Pura. Mahavendra Puri was his spiritual master. And Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, they are all Mahavendra Puri's disciples too. So they are all contemporary God brothers. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a very humble position. He took initiation from another disciple of Mahavendra Puri called Ishwar Puri. So they are all connected.
But after that, there were offers to Vallabhacharya to become Acharya of Gauri or Vaishnava. But at the same time, from Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, that is Rudra Sampradaya, also there was an offer. So he chose to be aligned with Rudra Sampradaya. You know. So after one of the Acharya's disappearance, and the second son, Vitthaleshwara Swami, you know, he took over. And even in Srinathji deity, where by Madhvendra Guru, he handed over to Vallabhacharya. And when Muslims came during the time of Rupa Goswami, they all went to see at Vitthalesh's home, Srinathji. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had the darshan of Srinathji. But at that time, he was called Gopala. In Govardhan, it was called Gopala Devi. But seeing a good affection of Vitthalnath Gosai, you know, they told him to worship. So, the fifth generation after Vitthalnath Gosai is, I think, Giridhari Lal. When the Muslim came, he took it, Srinathji, to Kankaromi and then established in Nathadwar. So, but it is the same deity of Madhavendra Guri who found from Anjur, you know, and that is all described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, Vitthalesh Gosai did some lot of changes. They were originally in Vrindavan, Bengali Vaishnavas were worshipping Gopal Devi. But then he employed the local, his people. And then he took them away. So naturally he took also the local people to Nathdwara and settled them. So then what is being feared that Gopal will be returning to Govardhan in due course of time. So they are all afraid that he will go. Another thing is that there is no disciplic succession remaining. So Vitthalesh Gosai took over. So only the Vamshaj, the seminal succession started from it. So, and you can see when the Kali Yuga is advancing, you know, the proficiency in the parampara is also declining. So, naturally, it is the guru disciples and relationship which will be more important to when this family traditions which are deteriorating now, then it will be completely evolved. So naturally, at that time, Srinathji will come back. So, the time takes so, but meanwhile, we have to make our way out. We have to get it and get out from the clutches of Maya. You know, how to go. But Ushtimat is a bona fide process. But the importance is now more on the holy name, not on otherwise, you know, even in Ushtimat there were so many upheavals. If you see the history of that, you know, the Haveri and notoriousness in the Haveri and whatnot, it's all effect of Kali Yuga. So therefore the lineage, even though it is bona fide, but deterioration in the lineage would be very detrimental. So even when Srila Prabhupada opened a Krishna Bhagavan temple in Vrindavan, he invited Mukhyaji and others to please come. But nobody will come. You know. We have to put up a united effort. Of course, in the West, because Srinathji It's also very important really for our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. We are instrumental to establish in the West for the first time in 1983. And Indira Vediji and Mathuresh, they are the two prominent acharyas. So we have good association and then they were inspired to bring up Braja Haveli in America. So we have big connections there. But at the same time, the fact remains the same in the ideological differences. And that has to be, it happened during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. It may still happen. But we do know. Myself, I worship Roshi Nandini. But according to what authorized scriptures and others, they declare that conception there. And there is nothing wrong with Pushpima, but it becomes a limited experience pertaining to the Balakal. And again, there will be a lot of deviations and other things have been entered. So I have good many friends, in Mumbai and elsewhere in America who are very staunch devotees and Srinathis. So the idea is that Rudra Sampradaya is, they call it the linkage, but they are contemporary and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. So thank you very much.